What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hey, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate Hanley, your host and the author of the book, How to Be a Better Person, which, not for nothing, makes a great gift for the people in your life who care about being a decent human. This week, I've been sharing new ways of thinking that can help you stay in a more positive place. And today, I wanted to answer a listener question that relates to this idea and offers a mindset hack to help. Camille from Canada writes, "Lately, I've realized that I spend a lot of time, too much time and energy on worrying about other people. I love being a good friend and family member to others, but I've been feeling really frazzled lately and like I'm not paying enough attention to my own life and needs. Does it make me a bad person if I want to do less for the people I care about? How do I stick to my own lane?" Camille, such a great question. Thank you for writing. I find that we learn a lot about what it means to us individually to be a better person when we're faced with something that makes us feel like maybe we might be a bad person. So thanks for your honesty. It's really honorable and generous of you to want to help your friends and family. It can also feel good to be needed. But as you've noticed, devoting time and energy to helping others can have its costs. This week, I've been sharing mindset hacks on the podcast, and here's one that's perfect for your situation. It's to continually remind yourself that everyone is on their own path, meaning every person on this earth is here to live their own lives and learn their own lessons. And that path is going to have its ups and downs. I'm willing to bet that you are a highly empathetic person, Camille, and you hate to see the people you care about struggle. But here's something you need to consider. Struggle is often how we learn. Because humans have thick skulls, and because life in general isn't easy, struggle is often the primary way that we learn. While yes, the people you love who are going through a hard time may legitimately need some support, and I will talk about some great ways to help someone that you love who needs support after the break, whatever they're going through is going to help them learn and grow and develop strengths that they're going to need to become the people they're meant to be. Think of it this way. Maybe the difficulty they're experiencing is exactly the situation they need to learn the lesson that will help them grow. And maybe your over-involvement could prevent them from getting the lesson. Does that mean you should do nothing? No. I'll talk about how you can support people that are truly helpful and how you can take care of your own self too after this break. Welcome back. The very first thing I learned in my coaching training is that everyone is creative, resourceful, and whole. In order to truly support someone, the first thing to remember is that they are capable of getting through this. Beyond that, often the best ways that we can support someone we care about is by listening, by validating, and bearing witness to their struggle so that they know they're not alone. I have episodes on each one of those topics that I'll link to in the episode notes that are right here in your podcast player. So if you want to do a deeper dive on those subjects, go look for those links and click on them. Generally, the things that might feel helpful but actually aren't are things like fixing, doing for, or making decisions for someone else. Which is not to say that if someone's going through a really hard, busy time and you want to drop off dinner, like that's a lovely thing to do. But it's when you really try and step in and take control of the situation that you're disempowering the person that you're trying to help. There's a very thin line between helping someone and disempowering them. There's also a thin line between caring for others and neglecting yourself. You really can't help other people if you're run down and feeling unappreciated. There's a reason why the most frequently repeated advice to parents is to put your own oxygen mask on first. Making sure you tend to your own needs for things like sleep, alone time, work time, and exercise will naturally require you to set some boundaries, like turning off your text notifications an hour before bedtime, or not being available for a bitch session because you're out on a run or a walk. The most important way we teach is by our example. So know that taking care of yourself models the way for the people you love and care about to do it for themselves too. Sometimes everyone else's dramas are a distraction from your own personal work. Is there something you know you should be doing, like maybe getting your finances in order or signing up for those mindfulness classes you've been meaning to do or finding a new job or apartment? Getting clear on what you value and what positive changes you'd like to or need to make can help you avoid falling back into old patterns of being over-involved in other people's lives, because you'll be less likely to get pulled into someone else's drama if you're present to how you want your own life to change. You'll be more aware of the costs of getting sucked in, and that will help you keep a healthier distance. It's not like you need to leave the people you care about high and dry. You may need to cut back on contact in some ways. Maybe you're doing a lot of texting that's distracting you during the workday. But you can keep it up in another, more productive way, like maybe you invite them to go on a walk with you once a week so that you are getting outside and exercise time and friend time, and checking off some of your own self-care boxes at the same time that you're showing up for them. Certainly, ask how you can help and share how you care, but you got to take care not to meddle or to sacrifice your own well-being. Another way to think of everyone is on their own path is not my circus, not my monkeys, which the internet tells me is a Polish saying. I like it here because what's going on in someone else's life may look like a legitimate circus. And you may think that the people in the situation are acting like monkeys, but hey, it's their circus. They get to say what happens. You can be the lovely young assistant who comes on at key times and then exits stage or ring left. Or you could be a member of the audience who helps them know they're not alone. But you're not the master of ceremonies. Besides, you've got your own circus and your own monkeys. I'm also going to drop two links in the episode notes for a talk by the Buddhism teacher and author of so many helpful books, Tara Brach. It's a two-part talk called Beyond the Controlling Self that really helped me keep my head on straight when a family member was going through something and I just wanted to swoop in so badly and couldn't really stop thinking about it. And these talks helped me a lot. I just want to say thanks again for writing, Camille. And if you're listening and you have a question you'd like me to answer, send me an email at kate@katehanley.com, or you can record your question in a voice memo on your phone and then email it to me as an attachment, and I'll work it into a future episode. Again, my email address is kate@katehanley.com, and I would love to hear from you. Take care. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.